Catholic Connection. Good to be with you on a Thursday. Always great to have Father Mitch Pacwa from EWTN Radio and TV join us. Of course, you know him from his live programs and his scripture studies and his pilgrimages and on and on and on. Of course, his longtime presence on our network. Okay, Father, so I was doing the readings yesterday. I try to do the readings every day on my own and also with my husband, which is good, I think. And I'm thinking reading them, and it's kind of like it was a little bit confusing because at you know, one point we're told, okay, you don't want to sit there and say, hi, look at me, look at all the signs I have that I'm a holy person, and yet we get these ashes on our forehead. And I was telling you during the break that my husband is the one, he likes to put a lot of ashes on mm-hmm. the forehead like he did to me yesterday as well. So mm-hmm. what about this? It seems like a contradiction. Can you explain that for us for starters?
Very, very simply. Wearing ashes is not a sign that you are fasting. Wearing ashes is a sign that you are going to die.
Hmm.
This is, it's not trying to show off, look at me, I'm fasting. No, look at my forehead. I'm ashes, I'm going to turn to ashes. That's where I came from, and so are you. And this is all the more important in a society that has a very odd relationship to death. On one hand, we, you know, promote all kinds of deadliness. On the other hand, we don't like to talk about our mortality. And we have to really figure out some ways to, you know, remind our society, this life is not all there is. You are going to die. And not only will you die, but you will have an accounting to make. And the accounting is not to me, but to God our Lord. And your whole life will be brought to you for you to take a look at. Because he does. And it's not this idea, well, this is how I felt about morality.
Mm-hmm.
It won't really care at that point. How were you a loving person? How were you obeying the commandments of God? These will be about the Sermon on the Mount. How are you doing with that? And, you know, a lot of us have a lot of difficulties being faithful to those things. And at death, we will have to answer for it. So that's why we wear ashes. And that's a good thing to remind ourselves of, that we and everybody around us is going to die.
Hmm. I wonder if most Catholics know that, because I think sometimes, as I said, we may hear those readings in Mass. So if we're going to Mass on Ash Wednesday, I'd be kind of confused.
Mm-hmm. Right. And this is why we also have to explain and teach more constantly about why we do these Catholic things that we do. And the ashes, you know, should be explained. This is an evangelical tool to remind us of our mortality. And we need those reminders in a world that will, you know, encourage people to kill their children.
Mm-hmm.
It will encourage, you talk about encouraging death. Look at these people that refuse to go ahead and prosecute murderers and thinking that that won't make it worse. They're encouraging death and deadliness. This is something that we have to say, hey, death is God's enemy, and we are going to promote God's life, but we also are going to take very strong and clear understanding that I will answer for the way that I have acted.
Yeah.
And I want to be ready for that. That's what it's calling us to do. Be ready for that judgment that is inevitable.
Talking with Father Mitch Pacwa, joining us on Thursdays to take a look at what's happening in the world and in the church, of course, through a truly Catholic perspective. I love what the Pope said yesterday on Ash Wednesday, reminding us, and Catholic News Agency has a nice summary on this at catholicnewsagency.com. Pope Francis said Wednesday, Lent is a good time to examine our lives in light of truth, and I love this, to let go of distractions such as overbooked calendars and to improve our relationship with God and others. Let us set on the path of fasting and use these 40 days to take stock of ourselves, to free ourselves from the dictatorship of full schedules, crowded agenda, and superficial needs. I think this just describes Americans to the T.
Full schedules
and crowded agendas, right?
No, this is very, very important words that he's given. And I think to be reminded that the busyness makes the silence necessary for prayer impossible.
Right.
It also makes peace of mind impossible. You know, you can't be frenetically running around and think that I'll do this and then I'll have peace of mind. It's not going to happen. So it's now's the time to seek out that peace of mind and calm, and ask our Lord to help us with reflection on who we are, what we do, what the meaning of our lives. These are the things to do in Lent. And, you know, something, I'm sure you've seen some of the news about that very wonderful revival taking place in Kentucky. It's made national news.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
A, it's by young people. B, it is quiet, peaceful, and humble. That's how they're characterizing this. Think about that in the face of the loud noise of the rest of society. And we need to have a lot more of that kind of revival in our own society. This is a great gift. It's not about shouting or anything like that. It's about peacefulness in a very, very unpeaceful society.
I think sometimes we might be afraid of the silence because we don't want to hear what God might tell us, right?
Well, I think that's 100% right. You know, that we are afraid of the silence, not only because of what God might say to us in terms of making a demand upon us, but also because we have to deal with examining our lives and what this means. If you're doing things wrong, this is a time where you'll reflect on it and realize I have to change.
Father, hang on. We'll come back more with Father Mitch Pacwa on a Thursday. We're talking about making the most out of Lent. And if you'd like more information, Catholic News Agency has some really good stories on the Holy Father's messages. You can also read the entire message from his homily, also the teachings and catecheses on Wednesdays. Just go to Vatican.va. We'll be right back. February 23rd, 2023, Ash Wednesday was yesterday. We're now in the beautiful season of Lent, a great time to return to the Lord with all our hearts. So what do we do? Maybe you haven't really come up with that yet. That's okay. You still have time. You can continue to pray about it. But Father Mitch Pacwa, who's a scripture scholar, famous pilgrimage leader, and, of course, wonderful host here on EWTN, and, of course, radio and TV, and author, speaker. Father has some suggestions as well. Father, you wanted to address the fact that a lot of folks don't want to maybe give something up, but want to do something instead. So how do we discern, if we don't like hear a direct message of, okay, you need to do this, how do we discern what we should be doing or not doing during Lent?
A couple things. This will take some good reflection. What do you spend most of your time thinking about? For instance, we have, you know, people who are foodies. You know, there are whole channels directed to being foodies.
Right.
Then give up going to restaurants. And or what else are you spending most of your time thinking about? Do you spend more time on anything else? And use that as an indicator that, hey, I've become overly dependent on it. Now, there are a lot of sinful things that people are spending a lot of their time on. You know, certainly pornography, and sometimes I had a great guest on my show last night, Scott Wieman, who is starting nationwide group of people who have problems with addictions and need help to overcome those addictions and accountability. And we have to examine our lives. Am I, you know, going to some of these sinful things that are destroying my lives, you know, our lives? You know, pornography is not innocent. This is something that can destroy marriages.
Right.
And don't deny that can go on. It does. Of course, alcohol and drugs are not only destroying marriages and relationships, but physical lives. You know, we have to examine, am I addicted to shopping, gambling? And then say, this is a time for me to turn to the only one who can free me from all this, and that's God.
Yeah, amen.
You know, this is something that I am powerless over these things, and they make my life unmanageable. Pay attention to that which would make your life unmanageable and which you are powerless to stop.
So what causes you stress then, right? What causes you stress and is making it difficult to get through the day because you're attached to certain things?
Well, there's some of that too, you know, where that will be part of the process of Lent, because only when you realize that I don't know how to stop doing these behaviors and they're making a mess out of my life, they're making me unmanageable, then you have to turn to God and say, then that's what Lent is calling us to. We remember that Jesus Christ died on the cross. He suffered for us. This is the direction of Lent. Lent is not just this flat reality. It is moving forward toward understanding more deeply, yet again, for another year, the mystery of Jesus suffering so much, being condemned and dying, but that his death frees us from sins. And then his resurrection from the dead is not a time just for Easter eggs. It's a time to realize I have hope. And as I move toward that, and toward, I realize, God, you have to change my sinful behavior, my outburst of anger and all these other things. And then I have to examine my life. That's part of this 12-step programs everywhere. I have to do a moral inventory. Why am I so angry? Why do I feel so entitled? And it's usually connected. St. Ignatius of Loyola brings this out well, that we are so filled with pride, and we are so, and in a culture like ours that has a pandemic of clinical narcissism. It's all about me and what I think and what I want. And people become ever more angry in a narcissistic culture because I have to have my way. I have a right to that. Think about the way people talk about inventing their rights and becoming more narcissistic. And you can't use this pronoun or that. You can't say this, or you have to stop. Stop. And realize not that you are bad, in the sense of just humility isn't saying, oh, I am the most terrible person. No. You focus on the greatness of God.
God.
And as you focus on the greatness of God, then you see two things. Your smallness.
Right.
Just like standing at the Grand Canyon makes you realize you're small.
Or the ocean, or looking up at a galaxy, or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Right?
And secondly, my sinfulness compared mm-hmm. to His holiness. Those are the realizations that an examination of our life before God brings on. And this is what we need to seek.
Amen. And the Pope talked about that in his homily yesterday as well for Ash Wednesday, chatting with the amazing Father Mitch Pacwa, EWTN Live, of course, Catholic TV series hosted by Father Mitch every Wednesday night. And also, don't forget his beautiful program, Scripture and Tradition, his many books, and all of his great publications and his pilgrimages that he's led over the years. It was interesting. I was telling you during the break that Deacon Dom and I are at our parish. We're leading the Rescue Project, which is a video series done by Father John based on his book, Rescued. And in the second installation on Tuesday night, he was talking about just that. His whole thing was about looking at the awesomeness of God. And he did a study of the galaxies and the universe and how large the universe is and how many stars are in our galaxy, how much of this fits in the sun, how much is, and he gives this picture of the galaxy, and you're like, okay, and we think we're all that in the bag of chips, right? I mean, it's not that we're bad people, but he loves us to the point where he created all of this, but his most important creation was you and me. But at the same time, we think we don't have to have that sense of humility and awesomeness in terms of recognizing God is God and we are not.
You know, and if you live in a big city where you can't see the beautiful night sky and get a sense of the galaxy, there are apps that you can have.
Humble Telescope app, I guess. The Humble Telescope has an app. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and you can take a look. One is called Sky View. It's free. And you see the stars. You see what planets are out there. And all that. And you say, oh, well, I can't see that. I live in a big town. My fellow humans have removed everything. But removed sight. But that would be a good thing, yeah. If I could mention, too, I'm planning to go to Poland.
Oh, when?
With a pilgrimage, May 8th.
All right. And well, how do we find out more information on your pilgrimage, Father?
MateoTravel.com.
Okay. Father Mitch Pacwa, we've got to go. We're out of time. We're going to get cut off by the satellite break. So sorry. We will get information out there for you. Father Mitch Pacwa, an amazing pilgrimage leader, of course, a Catholic series host on EWTN Radio and TV, EWTN Live, and Scripture and Tradition, along with many other great works. We'll be right back.